Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's 410 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Welcome to a new week. Monday afternoon, Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. We do appreciate the ride today. Hope you are having a good day. Let's go ahead and jump into the top three trending stories that might shape your afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, NAS Pensacola is scheduled to close for public visitation tomorrow through Thursday. The Naval Aviation Museum, the Lighthouse, Maritime Museum, and Fort Brancas will be affected. The West Gate will only be open for Department of Defense cardholders. NAS Pensacola will reopen on Friday, 9 a.m., at which time visitors to the air station can access the installation through the West Gate at the south end of Blue Angel Parkway.
And your second of the top three stories this afternoon. During a May 15th Escambia School Board workshop, board member Paul Fetsko suggested Superintendent Keith Leonard pay or get a pay raise of $205,000 annually. That's about a 19% salary increase. The increase would make Leonard's salary comparable with that elected superintendents and other similar school districts earn. Leonard, who was appointed and not elected, was named interim superintendent in May of 2023 following the termination of Tim Smith, the district's first appointed superintendent.
Well, the quiet continues in the tropics with no activity expected over the next 7 days. Five other years since 1950 have had zero named storms through May. 1973, 1983, 1984, 1998, and 2024. Forecasters did confirm the presence of a tropical wave moving away from the western coast of Africa this afternoon.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a Pensacola man has died after a crash at West Hay Street and North T Streets. It happened yesterday around 11 a.m. Officials say a 47-year-old man was driving a Dodge Charger and didn't stop at the intersection, then crashed into a Ford F-150 driven by a 74-year-old Pensacola man. The driver of the Dodge was transported to Baptist Hospital, where he later passed from his injuries. Two passengers in the truck were also injured in the crash.
Okay, Escambia deputies are investigating a fatal shooting after a man was found dead outside a home. This happened on Citrus Street around 6:30 this morning. Deputies confirm no weapon was found near the victim. No further details have been released this afternoon.
And a Santa Rosa County deputy has passed away. The sheriff's office says Sergeant Dale Berrien passed away Friday due to a cardiac incident. Sheriff Bob Johnson says it's a sad day for his agency and that Berrien got into law enforcement to help people and would never pass up a stranded motorist without offering assistance. Johnson says law enforcement will be escorting Deputy Berrien's body from the medical examiner's office to a funeral home that getting underway today.
Okay, five Santa Rosa County women have filed a lawsuit against the Gulf Coast Treatment Center and its parent company, Universal Health Services, alleging the company was negligent in its duty to protect girls at the Milton's Girls Juvenile Residential Facility. That facility offered counseling and behavioral management services to rehabilitate young women who were in trouble with the law. It was closed in 2012 after allegations of abuse by the staff. Now, the facility was converted to a Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Annex building.
And Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman Kerry Smith is expressing some frustration with recent news, reporting following the resignation of a member of the zoning board stepping down after expressing frustration with the Board of Commissioners not considering the recommendations. Smith asked for clarification from county officials who said the Board of Commissioners have only overturned 11% of the zoning board's recommendations since 2020. Smith said he may be hypersensitive about protecting the Board of Commissioners because it's their reputations on the line.
413 News Radio 92.3. This is a sad story. Austin, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office losing one of their deputies on Sunday. This is due to a cardiac incident. The deputy was identified as Sergeant Dale Berrien. He had served at the Sheriff's Office for 21 years and was assigned to the Patrol Division in Gulf Breeze.
And the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency State Bureau of Investigation has launched an investigation into an assault and robbery involving 28-year-old Mike Thomas. That's a wanted murder suspect from Georgia. The incident occurred on May 18th after a multi-agency pursuit on I-65, which ended when spike strips disabled Thomas's vehicle. He attempted to carjack another one before fleeing on foot, but was ultimately captured with help from various law enforcement teams. The investigation's ongoing, but findings have been submitted to the Baldwin County District Attorney's Office.
All right, News Radio 92.3. A house fire erupted early this morning at a residence near Green and Gonzales Streets. That blaze erupted around 2:50. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined. The investigation is ongoing.
And we do have a pair of tickets that I'm going to be giving away in just about 13, 14 minutes. It's a pair of tickets to Ain't Too Proud. It's The Life and Times of the Temptations. That is a production getting underway at the Sanger Theater on June 4th. We will be doing a giveaway once again on that just under 15 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Stay tuned to know what you can do to win.
Okay, 4:15, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. We do have some backups on I-10. If you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, we typically have problems there. But we've also got very severe congestion if you are traveling on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive. That's if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway. That's a problem that we've really seen ramp up over the past several days, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some issues on Avalon Boulevard. This is going to be if you're traveling southbound, coming over the water, heading towards Gulf Breeze. There is some construction in that area. Last major spot is going to be Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's about 85 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be on par with what we saw today, high of 86, low of 77, mostly sunny.
Okay, 4:16, News Radio 92.3. Pensacola is going to make its case at the June 5th County Commission meeting for Escambia County to support the demolition of the former Baptist Hospital campus. Now, the city wants to move forward with a contract to tear down the old hospital, but it's counting on a $2 million pledge from Escambia County. In March, commissioners questioned that commitment after they learned it wasn't legal to use local option sales tax money on that project.
My goodness.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Governor Ron DeSantis has announced two judicial appointments. We got Mark Robins of Dade City serving on the 6th Judicial Circuit Court. He's filling a vacancy left by Judge Stern's retirement. And Robins is a partner at Stichter, Rydell, Blaine & Posler since 2022, earned his law degree from Stetson University. Marlon Weiss of Hollywood has been appointed to the 17th Judicial Circuit Court, filling Chief Judge Tudor's vacancy. He's a partner of Armstrong Teasdale and previously served as a law clerk for the U.S. District Court. Now, this is significant because, my goodness, for a while now, whenever we're looking at state headlines and everything, we always hear about circuit courts, appeals courts in the state of Florida regarding a lot of the controversial laws and rulings that we got around here.
4:17, News Radio 92.3. As of the latest update, almost 100 wildfires are burning across Florida, affecting 3,800 acres. The state is experiencing conditions ranging from abnormal dry to extreme drought, with some areas under extreme drought conditions. The Florida Forest Service reporting the largest wildfire being the Bee Island Fire in Sarasota County, which has burned about 600 acres and is 95% contained this afternoon.
And attorneys representing the Florida Immigrant Coalition and others argued in a federal appeals court that a new state law targeting undocumented immigrants should remain blocked during ongoing legal challenges. They opposed a request from Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer to lift a preliminary injunction issued by U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams, who ruled the law likely conflicts with federal immigration authority and includes jail time for violators.
Okay, new research has revealed the states with the least high school smokers, with Florida and Michigan sharing third place. Let me give you some numbers here. California recorded the nation's lowest high school smoking rate, with just 1.2% of students using cigarettes. Connecticut had the second lowest smoking rate among high school students, with only 1.3% reporting cigarette use. Florida and Michigan tied for third lowest position with identical 1.7% high school smoking rates. Southern states dominate the rankings of the teen smoking capitals, with Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee are among the 10 worst states for youth cigarette use.
All righty. And also, average gasoline prices in Florida fluctuating around $3. A regular unleaded sits at $3.04 a gallon on Monday. That's up 12 cents from last week. Despite anticipated summer demand, low crude oil prices have prevented a more significant price increase. Florida price is 41 cents lower than a year ago. Panama City has the lowest at $2.78. West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, the highest at $3.21. It's 4:18 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest hitting headlines across your nation today. And don't forget, we got that pair of tickets to give away to the Singer Theater's production of The Life of the Temptations. Once again, details on how to win those coming up in just under 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the Market Leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So night, I got you.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 423 News Radio 92.3. The shaky economy isn't stopping people from leaving home for the unofficial start of the summer season. CJ Papa has more for us.
Trains, planes, and automobiles creating rail, skies, and roads more travel this Memorial Day weekend. Over 45 million people, which is 1.4 million more than last year, venturing at least 50 miles from their homes between Thursday and next Monday. That prediction from AAA. The vast majority, about 39 million people or 1 million more than last year, will drive to their destinations. The AAA spokesperson pointing out many families find it easier and cheaper than flying, saying you leave whenever you want, pack as much as you want in the car, and make all the stops you want. AAA's fuel tracker shows motorists can expect to pay less for gasoline this year. Renting a vehicle and staying in a hotel also may cost less, according to the most recent Consumer Price Index. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All right. And also, the Supreme Court ruling in favor of President Trump over the status of some Venezuelan migrants. The High Court lifted a lower court's injunction that blocked the termination of a program that protected the status of the migrants on Monday. It allows the Trump administration to end the temporary protected status program for about 350,000 Venezuelan migrants as legal proceedings continue.
Never like to see anybody be ill, get sick. Just don't want to see that. Reactions pouring in now after former President Joe Biden announced he was diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Rich Edson has more from Washington.
This morning, the former president wrote, quote, "Cancer touches us all. Like so many of you, Jill and I have learned that we are strongest in the broken places. Thank you for lifting us up with love and support." President Trump posted, "Melania and I are saddened to hear about Joe Biden's recent medical diagnosis. We extend our warmest wishes and best wishes to Jill and the family and wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." Former Vice President Kamala Harris said that she and her husband are hoping for a speedy recovery and, quote, "Joe's a fighter. And I know he will face this challenge with the same strength, resilience, and optimism that have always defined his life and leadership."
Yeah, it's a very upsetting situation, and it has many asking, how could medical staff who have been treating Biden miss a disease that he's likely had for years since it's such an aggressive form? Well, Memorial Healthcare Uro-Oncology Chief Dr. Jonathan Silberstein says that prostate-specific antigen, or PSA, tests are usually done between ages 55 and 70, but Biden is 82, so quite an odd situation there.
Gotta do it. I mean, I didn't enjoy it. I'm going to tell you. I didn't enjoy it, but it has to be done. It's right. Just one of those things you have to do. 424. News Radio 92.3. Congress could take action on James Comey this week. Ryan Schmelz has the details for us.
Republicans August Pfluger and Laurel Lee have introduced a resolution to urge, quote, "relevant authorities to take all appropriate actions to ensure Mr. Comey can never serve in the federal government again." This comes after the former FBI director posted on social media shells in the sand arranged to spell out the numbers 86 and 47, which Republicans believe was urging violence against President Trump. Comey has deleted the post and says, quote, "I didn't realize some folks associated those numbers with violence." According to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, the Secret Service is investigating. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
424, Austin Price, looking at our weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, still got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some, this is going to be on North Davis Highway, as you're traveling right where you're merging with Scenic to head over the water into Pace, right in front of UWF's main entrance. We've got an accident report there with a wave of congestion in that area, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some issues on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather, 85 degrees, low of 75 this evening. Tomorrow, very similar. Mostly sunny, mostly clear. High of 86, low of 77.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Nice warm afternoon going for us. 84, sunny. By the way, if you're heading to the beach this afternoon, yellow flags are flying over there, so be extra careful. Moody's Ratings has lowered the U.S. credit rating over concerns of rising federal debt. Jenny Casola has more on how some economists are reacting to the downgrade.
Economist Stephen Moore says, yes, the deficit is too big, but he believes Moody's downgrade of the U.S. debt rating has very little credibility.
The idea that somehow America's AAA rating is somehow in jeopardy is crazy, or the idea that somehow we're going to default on the debt is crazy.
Moore is a former Trump administration economic advisor. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told NBC's Meet the Press it's a reaction to spending in the previous administration.
We didn't get here in the past 100 days.
Bessent says the Trump administration will ensure that U.S. economic growth outpaces its debt. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
4:27 here. I got a pair of tickets I'm itching to give away to the Singer Theater's production of Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. This is June 4th, 6:30 p.m. So it's a Broadway show. And as I said, I think we're giving these away all week, actually.
I hope so.
Yeah. If you want to win these tickets, all you got to do is be the first person to text in your favorite Temptation song. If you're not too familiar with the Temptations, that's okay. You can just say, Ain't Too Proud. How's that? you can just, yeah, I mean, that is a song after all.
I sure is. So, you gave a nice clue there.
First person to text in any song by the Temptations.
Oh, it's just Your Girl. My Girl.
Yeah, whatever. My Girl, that's another big one. 850-437-1620. Again, 850-437-1620. First person to text in a song by the Temptations. Gets those tickets for today.
Do you think we're helping them out a little bit here with these?
Yeah. I gave them a softball a bit. Yeah, sure.
There you go. Defense Department says it's going to use health screenings to find service members it wants to discharge due to the Trump administration's ban on transgender people serving in the military. Tanya J. Powers has more on the story.
U.S. military commanders will be instructed to identify troops in their units who are transgender or have a diagnosis of gender dysphoria. The latest move aimed at fulfilling President Trump's order to remove trans service members from the military. As the legal fight over the ban continues, some trans service members say they just want to serve. Stacey Wiley's partner, Lindell, is an Air Force service member stationed in Germany who has served for 17 years.
My partner is a two-time combat veteran, and we have worked really hard to get this close to retirement, and we wanted to fight tooth and nail until the end.
Active duty trans troops have until June 6th to voluntarily identify themselves. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All righty. And also wanted to touch on this. One of President Trump's top economic advisors defending the country's credit worthiness, White House National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett said, make no mistake, the U.S. debt is the safest bet on earth. There's no country's debt that I'd rather have than the U.S.'s. Okay. The Economic Council Director also echoed Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's explanation of the credit rating drop by adding, it's a backward-looking thing penalizing us for all the reckless spending of the Biden administration. Moody's ratings, of course, we touched on that, downgraded U.S. credit worthiness Friday from AAA to AA1, citing concerns over the federal government's increased debts and interest payments.
Okay, Santa Rosa County is working to reduce the number of unwanted cats on the streets with its Community Cats Day. Residents can bring up to 3 stray or feral cats to the Santa Rosa Animal Shelter. That's over on Pine Forest Road, not the one in Pensacola or Escambia County, the one in Santa Rosa County over Milton. You can get a free spay or neuter. Participants must drop their cats off at the shelter Wednesday. You can pick them up on Thursday. So there's something real good for you. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Sports coming up in 5. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump sounding optimistic about a ceasefire in Ukraine following a phone call today with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
We just spent 2.5 hours talking to Vladimir Putin. And I think some progress has been made. It's a terrible situation going on over there.
In a statement, Putin noted that a ceasefire with Ukraine is possible. Testimony continues this week in the sex trafficking trial against Sean Diddy Combs after his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, took the stand last week. Her friend testifying today.
Others are testifying that they, too, saw unhinged behavior from Diddy, including Carrie Morgan, who says she saw the rapper beat his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, multiple times.
Fox's CB Cotton in New York City. The defense argues while Combs has been violent, he's not guilty. Guilty to the federal charges of the federal charges against him. America's listening to Fox News.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Topps Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The cost of healthcare is in the news. Tune in Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program as well as the 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds they now offer. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and the cost of healthcare. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, NAS Pensacola, scheduled to close for public visitation tomorrow through Thursday. The Naval Aviation Museum, the Lighthouse, Maritime Museum, and Fort Barrancas will be affected. The West Gate will only be open for Department of Defense cardholders. NAS Pensacola will reopen Friday at 9 a.m., at which time visitors to the air station can access the installation through the West Gate at the south end of Blue Angel Parkway.
Okay, during, and this is number two, by the way, during a May 15th Escambia School Board workshop, Board Member Paul Fetsko suggested Superintendent Keith Leonard get a pay raise to $205,000 annually. That's about a 19% salary increase. Not bad. The increase would make Leonard's salary comparable with what elected superintendents in other similar-sized school districts earn. Leonard, who was appointed and not elected, was named interim superintendent in May 2023 following the termination of Tim Smith, the district's first appointed superintendent.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. The quiet continues in the tropics with no activity expected over the next 7 days. Five other years since 1950 have had zero named storms through May. That's 73, 83, 84, 98, and 24. Forecasters did confirm the presence of a tropical wave moving away from the western coast of Africa.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Alrighty, there might not have been any points on the line in Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series All-Star Race, but there was still plenty on the line.
Christopher Bell has finished in the top five in the NASCAR Cup Series standings each of the last 3 years, and he's also won three races this season. More or less all that's left for the 20 car is to finally win a championship. Based on that, it might seem a little surprising that Bell's win in the All-Star Race, which isn't worth any points, got this reaction out of him on FS1.
North Wilkesboro, how about that one?
Now, the win did give Bell $1 million check. That might be part of it. But how about this? Three of the last five and four of the last nine All-Star Race winners have gone on to win the Cup Series championship that year, including Joey Logano, who Bell passed late to win this race just last season. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And a Chicago Bulls jersey and shorts worn by NBA icon Michael Jordan are being sold at auction for $2.6 million. The uniform was worn by the star player in the 92-93 season, which is the year of the team's first championship. It sold for less than a Jordan-worn jersey from the first game of the 1998 NBA Finals. The highest bid in 2022 was for $10.1 million.
Okay, there might not have been any points on the line for that race we were talking about, but boy, it was exciting. I don't know if you got a chance to check that thing out over the weekend, but as I mentioned many times before, I do enjoy NASCAR, and I do enjoy auto racing. Golf's second major of the year, both further cemented who the top player in the world is, and Fox's Greg Thompson tells us Well, it was quite a turnaround from a year ago.
Last year's PGA Championship is mostly remembered for Scottie Scheffler, the top-ranked golfer in the world, getting arrested after misunderstanding traffic directions from a police officer on his way to the course. Charges were eventually dropped, and this weekend, Scheffler issued his own verdict, beating the field by 5 strokes to win the tournament for the first time.
I definitely have a few jokes that I want to say that I'm probably going to keep to myself. Last year, sometimes, it still doesn't feel real, but I can tell you it's very sweet sitting here with the trophy this year.
Scheffler, courtesy of the PGA. Now, this gives him 3 majors and 15 tour wins at the age of 28. Since World War II, only 2 other golfers have done that before turning 29, Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
You know, going back to that Michael Jordan story, it said the 92-93 season was the year of their first championship. I don't think that's right, but whatever. Anyway, the winner of the Preakness Stakes will be heading to Saratoga Racecourse soon. Journalism crossed the finish line first on Saturday at Pimlico Racecourse just ahead of Gosker. Journalism is now prepping for the Belmont Stakes at the Spa, which would set up another showdown with Sovereignty, who beat him in the Kentucky Derby earlier this month. The Belmont Stakes takes place June 7th.
All right. Very, very interesting here. The Wahoos really having a great Sunday afternoon. 5-1 winning against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. They put the cement to that series. Out they go. Pensacola is now 23-16 on the season. First pitch for game one of the 6-game series against Birmingham, scheduled tomorrow, 6:05.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Bill Ryder with a Sports Minute sponsored by Fisher Investments. Caitlin Clark might be the most fascinating athlete in all of sports. In her opener against Angel Reese, and it was a feisty one, Clark had 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. She had 2 steals and 4 blocks, just reinforcing the fact she is must-watch entertainment. She's one of the great athletes, not just in her sport, but in the country, and she's worth your time. I'm Bill Ryder.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
Are you really that different than the rest of us?
We are. As a fiduciary, we always focus on what's best for our clients.
What services do you offer besides investing?
We have a team of specialists in financial planning, estate planning, and more.
Your clients rely on you for all that?
Yes. We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Okay, but you still sell commission-based products, right?
No, because we believe that's a conflict of interest. We prioritize service over sales goals.
So, then how do your fees work?
We have a simple and transparent fee that's a percentage of our clients' portfolios. So we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, we're more different than I thought.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Here's today's health news.
All right, actually a lot going on in the health world today. A California-based company offering an emergency contraception pill, Cadence, says its morning after pill is now available in 1,100 stores and other locations in 48 states. The emergency contraception pills cost about $25 a box for a one-time dose. Cadence officials say they hope to expand their market to college campuses and even vending machines.
441. News Radio 92.3, former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Peter Ducey is at the White House this afternoon with more on the story.
The first ever email we received from a newly formed Biden personal office was about this cancer diagnosis. Part of their note said he was diagnosed with prostate cancer characterized by a Gleason score of 9 with metastasis to the bone. While this represents a more aggressive form of the disease, the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which allows for effective management. President Trump's reaction to that: Melania and I are saddened to hear about Joe Biden's recent medical diagnosis. We extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family, and we wish Joe a fast and successful recovery.
And the FDA has approved a blood test to detect conditions in the brain tied to Alzheimer's disease. The test is called LumaPulse. It measures 2 proteins found in the blood's plasma to find if a patient has plaques in the brain. Tests up until now have been more invasive, using brain scans and a spinal tap to confirm the presence of plaques. An FDA spokesperson said that the clearance is an important step for Alzheimer's disease diagnosis, making it easier and more accessible for patients in earlier stages.
News Radio 92.3, the legislature on Friday formally sent about 60 bills to Governor DeSantis, including a measure that would back any requirement about starting high school classes later in the morning. You know, we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. Senate Bill 296 would largely undo a 2023 law that said high schools could not start earlier than 8:30 to help teens get more sleep. Well, the law was slated to take effect in 2026, but many school districts said they were struggling to comply with the deadline because of issues such as the need to buy more buses and hire hard-to-find bus drivers.
And
that's been the main problem right there.
Absolutely. And people living near a golf course have a higher risk of developing Parkinson's disease. A study published this month in JAMA Network Open found that people living within a mile of a course have a 126% higher risk of getting Parkinson's than those who live more than 6 miles away. Researchers suspect the use of pesticides on golf courses is linked to the higher risk.
I would pretty much buy into that one. Surgeons in SoCal have performed the first human bladder transplant. Operation was performed earlier this month by a pair of surgeons from the University of California at Los Angeles, better known as UCLA, and the University of Southern California, USC. The patient is a 41-year-old man who lost most of his bladder capacity from treatments for a rare form of bladder cancer. Doctors perform bladder transplants in four more patients as part of the clinical trial, so it's got a pretty positive outlook in moving forward in the future.
All right, good to know. Just about 4:45 here. We're close enough. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups developing on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though we will keep an eye on it. Also have some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And did get an accident report in front of UWF's main entrance. This is right where North Davis Highway meets Scenic Highway, heading over the water into Pace. Do have a wave of congestion in that area still. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, it's 85 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mostly clear, very similar temperature-wise, high of 86, low of 77.
Okay, 4:46, News Radio 92.3 sliding by this Monday afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on. This was earlier today. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons held a press conference this afternoon, a breaking event you heard live on News Radio 92.3, to announce the arrest of 21-year-old Deshaun Dodson. He was allegedly responsible for a string of armed robberies in Escambia County. Sheriff Simmons says Dodson is charged with Sunday night's armed robbery of a Raceway store incident. Sheriff Simmons says more charges are anticipated for Dodson as investigators have been able to match him to other armed robberies around the county and in the city. Dodson is a convicted felon.
Yeah, we're consistently keeping track on that one because not only was that pretty hard-hitting news earlier this afternoon, but being tied to robberies of multiple businesses. Yeah, this guy's a repeat offender. It's good that he's going down. Speaking of businesses.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Mortgage rates surged higher today following Moody's decision to downgrade the U.S. credit rating. Bond yields moved higher after the late Friday announcement, and mortgage rates followed the yield on the 10-year Treasury. The average rate on the popular 30-year fixed loan hit 7.04%. Spain's Consumer Rights Ministry says it's ordered Airbnb to withdraw more than 65,000 listings for rentals from its platform, saying they violated existing rules. Most of the Airbnb listings that will be blocked don't include their license number. On Wall Street, stocks were higher during the first session of the week, with the Dow up 137 points, the S&P 500 gained 5, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was up by 4 points. U.S. crude oil futures for June delivery are up slightly, sitting under $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Your 23andMe DNA has been sold to a biotech company. A lot of concerns here, Austin. Jenny Casola reports that it's promising to protect the data.
Regeneron Pharmaceuticals of Tarrytown, New York is buying 23andMe out of bankruptcy for $256 million. It was the highest bidder in the bankruptcy auction. The deal includes 23andMe's personal genome service, its total health and research unit, and its biobank of customers' genetic samples and data. Regeneron says it will prioritize the privacy, security, and ethical use of personal data 23andMe holds from about 15 million people. It will work with an independent, court-appointed customer privacy ombudsman to protect clients required by the court. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And Americans aren't going to the salon as much because of rising costs brought on by tariffs. That's according to a report this month from consumer analytics platform Civic Science, which found that more than 40% of typical salon customers are going less, relying on home treatments instead. Nearly a quarter have stopped going altogether. Half of those surveyed said saving money was the biggest reason.
Did you mean salons or saloons? Let's see.
I don't think anyone goes to a saloon since the Wild West.
Gosh, I remember when my kids were little guys running around.
Going into saloons.
It was embarrassing to have minivans. You didn't want to be considered one of
soccer
those.
Soccer mom.
Yeah, exactly. But the question this afternoon is, could minivans be making a comeback?
Ooh.
Here's Jeff Manasso.
The minivan is gaining some strength in 2025 with sales of several top models. Autoblog reporting sales of the Kia Carnival, Toyota Sienna, and Honda Odyssey are up significantly through April, thanks in part to product improvement. The three brands led Chrysler, that's become an all-minivan brand, though the Chrysler Pacifica led in sales last year, outpacing its competition, selling more than 100,000 units. The segment not overtaking SUVs anytime soon as they continue to dominate American roadways. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Americans aren't, I already read that one. Capital One has finalized its 35. Yeah, no, I'm good. We already made our saloon jokes. Capital One has finalized its $35 billion acquisition of Discover. The deal, completed on Sunday, makes the company the largest credit card issuer in the U.S. The acquisition was announced in February of 2024 and approved by the Fed last month. Just about 450 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with a lot of pop culture notes. Got some frivolous headlines for you as we ease into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come out, bring a blanket or a lawn chair, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Pensacola's very own On the Rocks. They're taking all your musical favorites, shaking it up, giving it a twist, and adding their own unique and special flavors and serving it back to you on the rocks. It's happening this Tuesday night at 7 with Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Do you ever eat Vegemite?
No.
I just thought I'd ask that question because
I've wanted to try it.
Well, the Men at Work, this Down Under song you just played there.
Yeah.
They sing about Vegemite. I tried it when I was in Australia. I do not understand that. the affection that people have for that stuff.
Yeah, we've had this conversation before. No. It may have been the last time I played Men at Work. It was... I hear that it's good with, like, when you sparsely on toast with, like, butter or something. But there was a challenge on YouTube years ago. People would just grab a spoonful of it and eat it.
It was...
because people are stupid.
Well, pretty nasty.
Yeah. It's a yeast extract or something like that.
Okay. But the folks down under, man, in Australia, love that stuff. Country, you know, you try to buy it around town. I couldn't even buy it around here. I looked for it to see where to get it, but I just haven't been able to find it. I thought I'd give it another go. Maybe my taste buds were off 20 years ago.
Maybe.
Who knows? Okay, country star Kenny Chesney getting ready to kick off his Las Vegas residency. I'd like to go there to see this show. He put a keck of a great show. Last time I saw him was at the Wharf. Tanya J. Roberts, or excuse me, Powers, has this story.
Newly named Country Music Hall of Famer Kenny Chesney opens his residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas this week. The 15-date run kicks off on Thursday and runs through June 21st and makes Chesney the first country artist to headline the Sphere, which is located at the Venetian Resort. There's also a pre-show experience with the guitars, tiki bars, and a whole lot of love museum, as well as beer pong and a merch stand. Each station is inspired by a Chesney hit. In a social media post, he hyped the new residency, welcoming No Shoes Nation, and says he's thrilled to get the party started. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And President Trump calling for an investigation into celebrities who made appearances at campaign events for former VP Kamala Harris during the 2024 election. The president took to Truth Social writing, quote, "I'm going to call for a major investigation into this matter," and added that candidates aren't allowed to pay for endorsements, which is what Kamala did under the guise of paying for entertainment. Harris's campaign held several star-studded events during her four-month bid against Trump after former President Biden's departure from the race. The events included appearances from celebrities such as Beyonce, Bruce Springsteen, and Oprah, who had previously said she was not paid for her endorsement of Harris.
Not true. Which country took home the top prize at this year's international singing competition? Monica DeLuca has more on this.
Austria's JJ has won the 2025 Eurovision Song Contest with his song, Wasted Love. Israel's Yuval Rafael, a survivor of the Hamas-led terror attacks on Israel on October 7th, 2023, was the runner-up with New Day Will Rise. Everyone cries, don't cry alone. And Estonia's Tommy Cash came in third place with Espresso Macchiato. The competition's four-hour finale took place this weekend in Switzerland. Next year's competition will take place in the winner's home country of Austria. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
4:55. Okay, Pensacola, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage for a limited time. Go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. You can add code RADIO and get an extra 5% off. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Still got those backups on North Davis Highway if you're traveling towards the UWF entrance right where you merge with Scenic to head into Pace. There is more congestion in that area due to an accident report from earlier this hour. Last major spots are I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp and Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98, coming from Dog Track Road. As for the weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 86 during the day. May see some clouds come in on Tuesday night, but it's going to be a low of 77.
Well, the timing couldn't be worse for an accident to happen where you were mentioning they're coming out of the UWF area. This time of day, it's a raceway.
Yeah, it's a rough spot.
Yeah, please slow it up if you are traversing that bit of road. Your Netflix screen might soon look a little bit different. Here's Evan Brown.
For the first time in about a decade, Netflix is revamping its home screen on your television. The app for the streaming service is being redesigned, the company says, to be more accommodating to users' preferences for what types of programs and movies they prefer to watch. The change also comes as Netflix breaks ground on a new studio complex. They're spending $1 billion to renovate the former Fort Monmouth in New Jersey into their East Coast production hub, complete with 12 state-of-the-art sound stages. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a porch pirate with a conscience is a rare find, but there is one operating in Washington, D.C. Days after a package containing a $1,200 doctoral cap and gown from George Mason University was taken from the Southwest D.C. home of Dr. Leah Carrington Boney, it mysteriously showed back up on her sidewalk. She's crediting news reports about the theft, which was recorded by her doorbell camera only minutes after the delivery, as the likely reason why the person returned. Police say this may be the first instance where they've come across a porch pirate victim actually getting their items back.
You see, there is hope. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely hope here.
Either the person was scared of getting in trouble, or they opened it, saw that it was a doctoral cap and gown, and thought, oh no, I'm really ruining something here. And thought, I don't know how much money I can get out of this, so I'm going to send it back.
We're gonna just rack this one up to conscience, okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here's something that's interesting. Scientists have discovered the reason behind orange cats' coats in a new study was really funded by cat lovers around the world. Ted Linder has a pretty darn good explanation.
A new international study from Kyushu University in Stanford reveals that a missing piece of a gene called RGAP36 is what gives ginger cats their bright fur. The gene, more active in orange cats, boosts pigment-producing cells, leading to their iconic hue. And here's the kicker. Male cats only need one copy of the gene to go ginger, which explains why most orange cats are boys. Researchers now hope to study whether this gene affects more than just fur, including health and even brain function, as in humans, where the gene has been linked to issues like hair loss and even skin cancer. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
I would like to see how the brain function thing plays in, because orange cats have a reputation for being quite odd. You were talking about an international singing competition earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's an American one. There's a new American Idol. Season 23 of the hit ABC competition came to a close Sunday night, with the viewers making their choice known. In the end, it came down to three possibilities. John Foster and Brianna Nix were named runners-up. That meant the crown went to Jamal Roberts, a 27-year-old PE teacher from Mississippi. He wrapped up his time on the show by singing Anthony Hamilton's Her Heart as he celebrated his victory.
No, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it really is, you know, so good for him. I mean, have you ever sat and watched that show?
I watched compilations from years ago of people doing poorly and Simon Cowell being mean to them, but that's about as deep as I got.
Yeah, I never really spent much time checking that one out.
Yeah.
But good for the people. They're very talented. I know they are.
Right.
All right. Let me just go down the thing here. If you're wondering about the Blue Angels air show practice sessions tomorrow and Wednesday, don't. They're not going to happen. So don't go. You're going to just set your calendars for May 27th and 28th. You can go to the Fright Line of the National Aviation Museum on board NAS Pensacola to check out the Blues. Be sure and arrive early. The Westgate at NAS Pensacola opening up at 9 a.m. Coming up in about 12 minutes. Austin and I are looking into some more news for you. This is News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.